It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in Exodus chapter 5. We're going to begin with the first verse and read the chapter. So I hope that you're to the place or to an opportunity that you can open God's Word, the book of Exodus, to the book of Exodus, chapter 5, and follow along with us. While you're doing that, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Now let's begin reading as we look at Exodus chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 1. Exodus chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 1. And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." And they said, "The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence and with a sword." And the king of Egypt said unto them, "Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let my people from their burdens get you unto your burdens?" And Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens." And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves, and the tail of the bricks which they did make heretofore ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle." Therefore they cry, saying, "Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let there more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words." And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, "Thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye, get you straw where ye can find it, yet not aught of your work shall be diminished." So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, "Fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw." And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded, "Wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as heretofore?" Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, "Wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There is no straw given unto thy servants. And they say to us, 'Make brick,' and behold, thy servants are beaten. But the fault is in thine own people." But he said, "Ye are idle, ye are idle. Therefore ye say, 'Let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord.' Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tail of bricks." And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case, after it was said, "Ye have not minished aught of the bricks of your daily task." And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way, as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto him, the Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our Savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand, to slay us. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent us, as sent me? And for since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. And I would like to read just the first verse of the sixth chapter, the beginning of it. Then the Lord said to Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. Now let's begin with prayer after we've read this fifth chapter. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this time. Please that you would guide and lead us. Protect us. We need to know your will. We need to know your way. And the only way that we can know your will and way, and the only way that you can guide and lead us and protect us, is if we know you as our Savior. And so please, dear Lord, today, I pray that every person that's listening has a personal relationship with you. I know that they do not. Father, there is so many in this world that deny you. So many in this world are religious, but they have never asked you to forgive them of their sins and ask you to come into their hearts. Now today, as your Spirit, as He touches the hearts, knocks on the heart's door of those that are listening today that do not know you as their Savior, please that today they will respond, and today they will come, and today they will become a child of God and begin this wonderful walk and this wonderful fellowship with you. Please, through this study, that your Spirit can touch the hearts of each and every one of us, saved and lost alike, that we will come to know and come to grow in you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin here in the fifth chapter with Moses and Aaron going before Pharaoh, but in the end of the chapter, fourth chapter, we find that Moses and Aaron went before the children of Israel and before the leaders of the children of Israel, and he showed them these things to do, and if you'll remember right, if they don't hearken unto me, how will they know that you have sent me, God, is what the question that Moses had. And he told him about throwing down putting down his rod, and it'll turn into a serpent, then picking the tail of the serpent back up, and it'll be back into a rod. And then we had the hand of leprosy come and go, and then we had the water of the river poured onto dry land, and it will become blood. And so those things he showed to the nation of Israel, to the leaders of the nation of Israel. And in doing so, why, they accepted that this was a man sent from God to deliver us from the bondage of Egypt. And so that was in place. Everything was in place then. And so now, afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh. And so the first one went very well and looked upon their affliction. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped, the 31st verse of chapter 4 tells us. So it was very much accepted, very much so, that that Moses was sent of God to deliver them. Well, let's see how Pharaoh looked upon it. And afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. In other words, that they may come and worship me. And so that was the request. And the request was just for 3 days to come out to offer the sacrifices, to have a feast, and then come back. And so that was the request. They had been servants unto Pharaoh. They had worked in their brickyards. They were brick makers. And very, very hard work did they do, labored much. And so Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. Well, that's exactly what God said that Pharaoh was going to say. When you ask him, he will say, when the question comes, let my people go, he will say no. That's going to be the first thing that he's going to say. Well, that's exactly what Pharaoh said. Now, the problem is here, and that's the same problem that many of you have, and that is that you do not know the Lord God. You know about him. You have maybe studied his scripture, his word often. Maybe you have been a faithful servant in his church that you have went and attended Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Every time the church doors open, you're there. You not only go, but you work. You serve on this committee and this committee, and you're so busy and active in the church. How can it be possible then that through all this that you're telling me that you don't know the Lord God? Well, I am telling you that many of you do not know the Lord God. You know all about Him. You know a lot of things about Him, but you do not know Him personally. The only way to just attend church, just to read God's Word. Now, when you read God's Word, He can, by the Spirit, speak to your heart and show you that you are lost and you need a Savior. That needs to come today. But if you have never made that call and never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, then what is happening here, the very words are the same. I know not the Lord. At least Pharaoh acknowledged that. Now, there were some, it could be estimated from 300 to 3,000 different gods in the land of Egypt. And, you know, he could have said, I'm not familiar with that God because we have so many. But you see, the threat here is he knows this is the true God. And so he clearly said, I don't know about him. I don't know anything of him. And if I don't know anything about him, then it must not be real or it must not be necessary if I don't know him. Well, we're going to find out because there's a couple things going to take place here. The people of Israel acknowledge that Moses was sent of God to deliver them. They're going to be weak here in a little bit, but right now that's the first step. Then the next step is, as Moses and Aaron goes before Pharaoh, and he makes this statement that, I know not the Lord. Well, he will come to know him, not as his Savior, but he's going to come to know him as his judge. And you know what's going to happen to you? It's going to be the same way. If you do not come to him by faith today, and the only reason I say today is because it's not a time schedule or timetable that I have set. It's a timetable and a time schedule that God has sent. He tells us today is the day of salvation. He never says in his word tomorrow. He says today. And so you say, I have to say today because I'm repeating his word and that's all I'm doing. And so today is the day of salvation, so you must come. You need to come. Pharaoh, he says, I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. Well, today, you need to come by faith to Jesus Christ and trust in him. You need to know him, because there will be a time that you will know him, but it will be too late. If you don't come today, it will be too late. Now, you may have tomorrow. You may have the next day to come. I don't know. But God doesn't allow us in his word today. So I'm saying, if you don't come today, you will believe him. Because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Now, that's going to be a time of judgment to you. Because he will be your judge. And he will condemn you to the lake of fire. Now you say, oh, God is not that kind of a God. What book are you reading? What book are you establishing that God is not a God of justice? Because the book that I read, God's Word, the Bible, tells me that he is a God of judgment, a God of justice. Yes, he is a God of love, and that love is shown to us from God the Father into his Son. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross of Calvary. There is no greater love shown than what Jesus has done for us. But you must come by faith to him to accept that gift. That's what you've got to do today. Judgment's going to come upon Pharaoh, and he will believe that there is a God. But it's going to be too late, because it's going to be judgment, and it's going to be justice when it comes to Pharaoh. Neither will I let Israel go. And they said, the God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with a sword. The king of Egypt says, verse 4, unto them, wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you into your burdens? what are you doing? You're supposed to be working. Why are you turning and asking that we dismiss most of our workforce, at least wise in the brickyards is concerned? Why would we want to let these people go? For what reason would we do that? And the king very clearly says, you know, let the people from their works? Why would I do that? These are just common slaves. These are servants. Why would I want to let them go? And then he says, get you into your burdens. Why don't you get to work? And Pharaoh continued to say, behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens? What's the reason for this? Why would I do that? And then Pharaoh added to this burden. The slaves, they were brought straw, and the straw is what would lock together the bricks. It was the kind of the part that locked everything together. We have just worked on an old house, and the bonding agent in the plaster was horsehair. Years and years ago, they used to use horsehair, then they used asbestos at one point in time, but the horsehair was the bonding fibers that held that plaster together. Well, here it's straw. In these bricks, they use straw within the bricks to bind them together. And so they were brought the straw, and they made the hard, hard labor that they had to sustain, to face. As they worked in these brickyards, it was a terrible, terrible burden for these people. But they did it. Well, now Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land are now many, and ye make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh continues to say, he told the taskmasters of the people, of these slaves, of the Israelites, and their officers, and said, ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. If they want some time off, I'll show them how good that they had it, because now they have got to produce, and the eighth verse says, tail of bricks, which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay up on them, ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. I'll show them what idle is. I'll show them what a burden is. Now they have to go out and get their own straw. They have to go out and get their own stubbles. And they need to come together in doing this and still maintain the same level of production of the bricks. That's what they need to do. They need to come in and make that level of production and still go gather the straw. Now, let there more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. In other words, I don't want to hear any more about this being gone for 3 days for vacation. I don't want to hear it, I'm not going to hear it, and I don't want to hear it again. The taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye and get you straw where you find it. Yet not aught of work shall be diminished. In other words, want the same level of production, only now you've got to go get the straw. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And so, see, they didn't have the good straw. They had to go out because it had already been harvested. And so here was these little stubble, and they had to go out and harvest that stubble, bring it in, and still make the same amount of brick. And the taskmaster hasted them, saying, fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw. You see, they couldn't. And so the taskmasters, Pharaoh's men, would come up on the servants of Israel, come up on these slaves, and they would beat them, and they would whip them, and they would drive them to get that production of brickwork up, but he couldn't. They just couldn't do it. They couldn't go out and get the stubble and bring it back in and make that. Well, there was a problem. And the officers of the children of Israel which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten, and demanded, "Wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today, as heretofore? Why is the production failing?" Well, it's simple to see. Number one, they were underfed and overworked to start with. But being underfed and overworked to begin with, and then now they have to go get their own straw. And the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh. So you see, there was the position. In other words, there were folks that believed that they could go before Pharaoh and plead their case. And so then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, "Wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There is no straw given unto thy servants. And they say to us, 'Make brick.' Behold thy servants, they are beaten. They have beaten us. But the fault is not thine own people." But he said, here's what Pharaoh said. They weren't ready for this. "Ye are idle. Ye are idle. You want 3 days off. I'm going to show you 3 days off." Yeah, that's the way Pharaoh dealt with these people, so cruelly and so nasty and so mean. "You want 3 days off? I'll show you 3 days off. Go get your own straw. Therefore, go therefore now and work, for thou shalt no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tale of bricks." In other words, same amount. You've got to produce the same amount. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case after it was said, "Ye shall not minish aught from your bricks of your daily task." They found out when they went before Pharaoh that what the taskmasters were doing was exactly what Pharaoh had commanded. Undoubtedly, they didn't think that was the case, but they found it to be the case. They found it to be that the straw they had to bring themselves and yet keep full production up couldn't. And so, underfed, overworked, and now beaten on top of it. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way, as they came forth from Pharaoh. He came, the officers of Israel, back from meeting with Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, and they said to them, unto them, "The Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our savor or our stink, and in the eyes of his servants to put a sword in their hand to slay us." That was how, and remember the beginning of the last chapter, end of the last chapter, and the beginning of this chapter, basically the end of the last chapter, the chapter 4, they praised God, they worshiped God, "You've sent us a deliverer." Well, Pharaoh said, "I'll take care of that deliverer. I'll take care of that. You want to be gone for 3 days? I'll show you 3 days. I'll make your labor so severe and so bad that you'll wish you never even thought about following your God." Well, the people turned on Moses and they said, "Look what you've done. Look what you said, the Lord was going to deliver us, and our bondage is worse. Our treatment is worse than what it was before." And you know, we was in an awful situation to start with, but now it stinks. It's worse than ever. And Pharaoh, he sent his servant, he'll come and put the sword and slay us. If we don't do the work, he kills us. And many were killed. Many were slain. Well, Moses turned unto the Lord and said, "Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? I thought," Moses said, "I thought, Lord, you were going to deliver them. Instead of that, the burden is greater. What are you going to do?" And that was the question that was lifted here. What are you going to do? Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, my people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. You haven't delivered, there's been no deliverance here whatsoever. The only thing we have received is a greater burden. A greater burden has come upon us day after day after day. And that's what we have had to face. That's what we have." And so you see, what's going on, Lord? Where are you? Look at the first verse of chapter 6. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. Look what's going to come. And then God said to Moses, I am the Lord. What a beautiful picture. What wonderful words that we have here. Moses thought as he went before the people, got by with that pretty good because the Israelites believed that God had sent him, believed that Moses was going to be deliverer. Well, Moses must have forgotten that Pharaoh said, I will not let my people go, and never once did he think about the consequences. Well, you know, today, when you become a child of God, a lot of people, churches, preachers, they proclaim that once you become born again, all your problems are over. Everything, the day that you decide you're going to serve God, I mean, everything is going to be just great. Well, that's a lie, and that's not taught in God's Word. Once again, we need to take a look at God's Word, not what man's philosophy has had to say. You know, man's philosophy said that God is love and God will not judge. That's a lie. God does love us. He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son for us, that we can live. He died on the cross. He shed His blood for us, that we can have our sins forgiven and be set free from the bondage of those sins and the labor of those sins, and be set free and walk after the Lord Jesus Christ with real life and have everlasting life above that. Not only are sins forgiven, but have life. That's what God gives us. Well, He, yes, is a God of love. But if you refuse that free gift, He is a God of judgment. He is a just God, and He can be no other way. So you see, when you don't have your sins taken care of through the blood of Jesus Christ, and if you deny the blood of Jesus Christ, if you do not come by faith to Him, if you don't believe, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, He will judge you because He is a just God. The day that you come to be a believer in Jesus Christ, truly come, that's when the trouble really begins. Because now that old devil is out to ruin and destroy your witness and your testimony. And so when you begin to share the gospel with others and tell them how to be saved, that old devil's going to come in and he's going to fight. And you see, that old devil was on, I've heard this example for years, and it's just a kind of a good explanation of what's happened in our life. The day we come to Jesus Christ is the day that that old devil, the god of this world, has to get off of the throne, and the Lord Jesus Christ comes and sits up on that throne. He comes to indwell us. And so you see, the devil got dethroned. He got thrown off his pedestal. And he doesn't like it, and he's angry. He can never get your soul back, because once you become a child of God, you're forever saved. That's clearly taught in the Word of God, in Scripture after Scripture after Scripture. But today, when that we come, that old devil, he attacks our flesh, and he has us to turn against God. He wants us to do everything because he wants to destroy our testimony. He can't have our soul, but he sure can get our testimony. And many times he does, because he throws everything at us. These people here, old Pharaoh came in and says, I'll show you. It's just like the old devil himself. I'll show you. And he took away the straw. You said, you make the same production of bricks every day, but you supply your own straw. Well, they couldn't. Well, the people came back then, the Israelites back to Moses, says, what have you done? And then Moses comes back to God and says, what have you done? My friend, listen very carefully. God's going to deliver him. His time is set. There is going to be a delivery, but many times through this time, there is much heartache and there's much tribulation, because the old devil, the god of this world, hates what the true God is doing. and hates what has happened to you if you've become a child of God. So be prepared for a battle, because I'll tell you what, the battle rages. God has won. He's the victor, and we serve the victor, but be prepared for the battle. My dear friend, I hope you enjoyed this study today. I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do about Jesus?